I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Here we go. Three website changes that you can make to dramatically improve the number of leads that you generate through your online marketing, your own website. And so that's the idea. So the three things that we're going to be talking about are things that you can change like today. Like you can make these changes for free on your site right away and have a dramatic impact with the number of clients that you bring in. You can charge more. It's going to change the mindset of the leads that you generate. It's going to change the price points that you can of the clients that you're attracting. And not only that, not only are the leads going to go up, the price is going to go up, but your clients are going to be hugging you, thanking you. They're going to be so happy about the fact that you've made this change. And so we're going to talk about all three of those things right now and really dive into it. So one of the things that I remembered to do just a minute ago before the whole feed thing fell was I always forget to introduce myself. And so I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Lee Blue. I founded Double Stack over a year ago, and I'm working with WordPress consultants and web designers to help you figure out how can you like do a couple of things. Like how can you like ramp up your tech skills so you feel really confident in the types of things that you can offer your clients? How can you ramp up your marketing strategy so that you're attracting the right clients at the right price? And how can you make sure that you have the business structure in place so that when you do onboard clients, that you're setting yourself up in a way to generate the kind of revenue that you really need, so you have that nice work-life balance, you don't have that spiky, you know, income, the whole feast or famine problem, and instead you have a nice consistent flow of revenue coming in so that you can do your best work. And because you're doing your best work, you're generating the best outcomes for your clients too. So it's a win for everybody when you do it like that. That's the whole concept behind Double Stack. If that sounds pretty cool to you, at any point, you're always welcome to head over to doublestack.net/call, and you can find my calendar there, and you and I can actually talk about your business and really dial in those three things. Like, you know, what are the tech tools that you're using? Do you want to like introduce yourself to some other concepts? What are you doing to market to your clients? Like, how are you winning leads? Like, how is that going for you? And is it at the right price point? And do you have consistent revenue coming in? And how can we fix that kind of stuff for you if you feel like the answer is no to some of that stuff? So that's who I am. That's what I do. Let's talk about you and how we can get things rolling a little bit better when it comes to your website, because there's three huge things that constantly jump out with regard to how people write copy on their own website when it comes to WordPress developers, web designers, marketing agencies, things like that. And so here we are. The first one is, I'm going to put it under the heading of talking to everyone about nothing. That's the idea. That's the number one problem. The number one problem I see is people that are listing names of their technical services. They're listing, the way that they go about working on their website, and nobody cares. It doesn't tell anybody anything that they didn't already know anyway. And it's basically just a big fluff of nothing. And that's the number one problem. So what do I mean? So if you go to somebody's website and you like just Google it up, go and find, or even look at your own website and maybe see if you're doing some of these things, because they're pretty easy to change. And there's really no blame. It's not your fault. It's like it's nobody's doing anything malicious. It's just that the whole paradigm has shifted pretty significantly and pretty quickly over the last year or two. Because here's the problem. I was just talking to a guy on the phone a few minutes ago. The problem is, it used to be the case that web design and web development and software design and software development were almost the same things. And so what's happened is the way that people would go about developing a software project has merged in with the way that people build web design projects. And it's been that way for a long time. But where we are today is there's a big separation where the way that you build software is dramatically different from the way that you do digital marketing and online marketing and build websites today. But the problem is most people are still conflating the two things. Most people still approach their clients, they approach their web design clients in the same way that they would approach a software development project. And so that tends to be where that's like the origin of where the problem has come from. And here's what it looks like. What it looks like is you go to somebody's website and you see things like the list of services. You see like local SEO, email marketing, social media management, website design, logo design, WordPress hosting and maintenance, like all the things that somebody can do. People tend to list all that stuff on their website. And nobody cares. Like nobody knows what those tools are all about. Nobody's connecting the dots between how using those tools is going to actually do anything beneficial for their business. And so it's like, and it doesn't really dial into anyone specifically. It's like a situation where you don't really know if people are talking specifically to you or to somebody else. It's like, who is this for? That's just not a question that's answered by listing out those types of services. And then on top of that, when you begin to dive deeper, say, okay, so you scroll past the services, okay, whatever about that. Then the next section tends to be, how do we work together? Like the first section is, here are the tools that we use. And then the second section is, this is how we use the tools. And again, like if you were building like a software project, that might be a more interesting thing to read about. But when you're building a website, it's dramatically different because when it gets into that, to that, like the how phase, you know, it's almost like everybody basically has the same 5-step process where, okay, it's the consultation. You know, we talk about your business, we talk about your goals, the vision, all the things that you want to be doing. There's the consultation part. Then there's the design part. You know, so step two is like, we sketch out mockups, we present, you know, design concepts and color palettes and logos, and we design all of the things. And then we move into step three where we actually build it all out now. So this is where we go to work and we are crafting your vision and bringing your dreams into reality. And it's all of this, you know, fancy language and everything. And that's kind of step three, development. Step four is the phase where you want to make sure that, you know, the client's super happy. So this is the revisions phase where we review everything, make sure you're happy with it all. And then step five is we launch and, you know, we go live and everything is awesome. And that's like the, you know, the big burst of how it all comes together. And that tends to be like that, like everybody's 5-step process of how you run a web design agency. And so you've got this big giant list of services, you've got this 5-step process for how you work together. And then people, you ask everybody to read all of that. And at the end of it, the prospect or the client doesn't know anything that they didn't already know anyway. Like that's like the whole point. Like there's all of these words and it doesn't mean anything. You're talking to everyone, so as opposed to like a specific person, so they don't even know if it's for them. And you're talking about nothing, meaning that they didn't learn anything that they didn't even know before they even landed on your website or before they even thought about needing a website. It's like, obviously that's the process that everyone's going to go through. And it's, and so that's the big problem. So let me give an example. So if you're here and you want to check all of this stuff out live, since you're here, I can see people watching, go ahead and leave a comment in the post. I got two screens so I can see your comments coming up. If nothing else, just to say hi, boop, high five for you. Just, you know, say hello, say what you're working on, happy Tuesday, whatever it might be. You know, just post that in the comments. It's great to see that you guys are here. So all that is to say that when you get to the point where you're writing content like that, it's just talking to everybody about nothing. So here's an example of like actual content I just was reading on somebody's site just last night. So it's Chris again. Great for joining us back again, Chris. Good to see you. Sorry about the technical blip there that we had a few minutes ago. So an example of some copy would be this. So I literally read this exact thing just the other night, no, last night. So it's like, getting your name and vision out there, seen and heard, is a hard and tedious job. Like, selling your experience requires a connection to your customers that's more in-depth and that goes deeper than your competition. We build your digital presence by offering a full array of digital marketing services to make sure you're getting found online and generating leads that convert into paying customers. And so like, that's like the introduction of like everybody's website. And it's Aman, high five, boop, good to see you. And so that's basically the heart of the problem too. It's like nothing, I didn't say anything right there that everyone doesn't already know anyway. Like, first of all, like getting your name and vision out there seen and heard is a hard job. Of course, everyone knows it's hard. If it wasn't a hard job, they'd just be doing it on their own. They wouldn't try to hire somebody for thousands of dollars to do it for them if it wasn't a hard job. Everyone knows that already. And that, you know, selling your experience requires a connection to your clients. It's more in depth than your competition. It's like, everybody knows that too. How do you differentiate yourself? It's, I think, maybe what the heart of that is. when everybody understands that that's a problem. And then, you know, feeling like we're going to build out your digital agency, or your we're going to do everything and, you know, do all these marketing services for you so you can generate leads and all that stuff. Of course, that's why people want the website. It's like there's nothing new in the mix there. So so if you're a client, like if somebody's reading your website, then the natural next thought is going to be, okay, sounds good. I like the intro, whatever. How do you do that? And so then you begin to dive in deeper, and people say things like, you know, we help you gain market share. You know, we find the weakness in your competition. We utilize all the opportunities so leads aren't slipping through your hands. It's like, again, it's fluff. It's like, of course somebody wants more market share. Of course you want to, you know, try to do better than your competition. It's like nothing is being said that everyone doesn't already know anyway. And this is why this is all talking to everybody about nothing. Because if we're being honest, you know, if you're being honest with yourself and you kind of look at stuff like that, you can see that nobody is learning anything. Because even if you dig deeper than that and you say, okay, I like the idea of, you know, it's definitely hard to do this stuff. How are we going to do it? You know, market share. Okay. Better than the competition. Okay. You don't want to lose opportunities, lose leads. Okay. Well, what does that even mean? Like, what does that even mean? And so you think, okay, you dig deeper. And so now people tend to write content like, your site's going to be fully optimized. It's going to load fast. So they go into like the technical results of what it means to have a better website. And so, you know, the sites are fast, they're responsive, they're, you know, they're user experienced focused, you know, whatever you can say, you know, that's generic enough to apply to everybody. It generally doesn't mean anything to anyone. And so that's the heart of this first problem, that, you know, nothing ever comes out of it. Like basically you read all this content and go through all of this stuff, and the client comes away with one idea, which is, I build websites, right? That's basically, like, you, instead of writing all that stuff, you could have just said, I build websites over and over, because at the end of the day, the client is going to come away with the concept of, hey, you build websites, and like all of the other stuff is not even registering in any way. It's very, very disengaging and a big problem. So let me kind of iterate through just a couple of the problems that come out of having this as an issue. So you're talking to anyone really willing to read what you have to say, which means that no one is able to determine, is this for me? Is this not for me? Because you're presenting it to everyone. It is for everyone. And of course, everyone knows that it's not a one size fits all kind of a deal when it comes to online marketing and websites and things like that. So that's a problem. There's no target audience in mind, which is basically the same idea. So you're talking to everyone. There's no audience. You're not targeting anyone specifically. The solutions that you're talking about tend to be really meaningless descriptions of like tools and services, because the tools are described outside of the context of how they're actually going to help. And so therefore, there's no reason to read about it, because you don't even know why am I doing it. It's like, it's kind of like, you know why like kids in school, they don't want to do like calculus, or they don't want to do chemistry, or they don't want to read all that stuff. It's because they constantly feel like, hey, if I read all this stuff, so what? There's no reason to go through all this trouble, because I'm never going to use it. You know, I'm never going to apply what I'm learning to anything else. So let's just skip it. And that's pretty much what happens. Nobody reads these words anyway. And so people are just skipping. You could literally just say on the header of your site, I build websites, and then forget about all the other stuff and basically have the same impact. So that's a big problem. And then you have to first start with the problem that you're solving, because then if someone can buy into the benefits of the problem that you're solving, then people will be willing to dive into more of the details of how it all works. Otherwise, everything just falls flat. There's nothing to kind of hang the solution off of if you start with the tools first. And so you try to hang it up there and it's just a big mess. So that's kind of thing number one. So problem number one is talking to everybody about nothing. You know, if you can fix that, even if you just fix that one problem, you'll be, you know, just dramatically further down the road than you are right now. So that's thing number one. Here's thing number two. The thing number two is describing the tools rather than providing the solution. And this is a really large problem that has a lot of different elements to it. In fact, I think maybe even next week, I'd like to talk about how people think they're selling solutions, but really they're still selling websites. But because that's such a large conversation to have, we'll probably have to push off the majority of the details behind that to another session, maybe next week. But for now, The idea is describing the tools and services is it's just too much information, and it's overwhelming, it's disengaging, and it's frankly, it's just incredibly boring to read about the tools like that outside of the context of why you're reading about the tools. So for example, like if we took this into a context that's different from websites, let's change the market a little bit. And let's say you sell treadmills. Like I was actually in the market to buy a treadmill. I'm standing on a treadmill right now. I've got a walking desk here. And so I know a little bit about shopping for treadmills. So let's suppose that you are in the business, you're shopping for a treadmill, you want to get a treadmill for your desk, or maybe you want to run on it or something like that. And so you're looking at a website about treadmills, and you begin to read stuff about like how heavy is the treadmill, like how much electricity is it using, and like what's the horsepower rating of the motor, and like what are the materials that like that super durable belt is made out of, and like all of this stuff. And like, what are the technical details behind all of that stuff? And unless you're like some kind of like a mechanic or an electrician, and you know, you're not going to be able to appreciate, you know, the wattage and the horsepowers and, you know, the super deluxe jam polymers or whatever it might be that the thing is made out of. And so like, how long are you going to keep reading about that stuff before you give up, or you said, this obviously isn't for me, you fall asleep or something crazy like that. And so, Because you're not getting the information you really care about. That's basically the problem. What you want to know is like, how many calories am I going to burn when I use this treadmill? Or what features does this treadmill have that are built in to like help with maybe like knee pain or to prevent knee pain or something like that? If you run a lot or whatever, you know, a lot of runners have knee problems. Is there something that the treadmill can do to kind of help alleviate that problem in some way? Well, that's something that I'd like to read about, right? Or, will I get just as good of a workout on the treadmill as I would like outside? Like, you know, what's the difference between like an indoor workout on the treadmill versus an outdoor kind of more, you know, just run down the street kind of workout? You know, is it the same? Tell me something about that. How long can I use the treadmill? Like, is this the kind of treadmill that I can just run continuously all day, just walk on it for hours? Or is it the kind of thing where, you know, like a lot of like, especially like home treadmills, they're designed to run for maybe 30 to 45 minutes at a time before they shut off because the engine overheats and it's not really intended for continuous use like that. So yeah, so like answer some questions like that, and then you might begin to read more about the details. So like if you start off telling me that the treadmill has some like unique, like active cushioning system, whatever, that's proven to prevent knee injuries, and I'm somebody who has a knee injury or whatever, or maybe I want to make sure I don't get a knee injury, something like that, I'm going to want to read more about that. Even if I have to get into like the technical details of how you're going to prevent the knee injury, if you start with the problem of, hey, here's a treadmill, it prevents knee injuries, then if that's an issue in my mind, I'm going to say, okay, tell me more. And I've bought into the benefit of not wanting to hurt my knees, and so I'm now willing to dive in deeper with regard to the technical side of things, for like, how is it not going to hurt my knees, whatever, something like that. And that's the idea. Like, people aren't doing that with regard to their websites when it comes to like web design, WordPress consulting, that kind of stuff. And instead, they just jump straight into the technical side of things. They're just talking about how heavy the treadmill is, how much electricity it uses, what's the horsepower, right? That's what I mean when I'm talking about, you know, people saying, we're going to do Facebook ads, we're going to do SEO, we're going to do responsive design, we're going to do, you know, WordPress maintenance and plugin hosting and whatever. Like, when you start talking about those technical details, especially outside of the context of what it actually means, it just falls on the floor. Nobody cares. And so it's describing the tools rather than providing like insights into the actual solution that you're going to be delivering. That's problem number two. The third problem, and this is a really big problem too, I don't even know what, you know, out of all of these three, I think maybe talking to everybody about nothing's probably the most severe, but they're all really, really big problems. The third one is, there's just no reason for the client to ever say yes. That's the third problem, because everyone wants to generate leads and like win new clients through their website, but you're not giving anybody anything to say yes to. There's no offer, there's no presentation, there's no, here's what we're gonna do. There's nothing there. The whole website is simply, I build websites over and over and over. And sometimes it even gets even worse than that, where you get to the point where not only do you just say, I build websites, but you get super technical and overwhelming and people just bounce. So so what I mean by there's no reason to say yes, I mean that there's usually no clear offer on the site at all. It's usually just, you know, here I build websites, let's talk, is basically 100% of the website. Obviously, there's a lot more words than that, but in terms of what the client reads or what their brain processes is from what's on the site, it pretty much just comes down to, I build the websites. If you want a website, call me. And so there's really no clear offer on the site. If there is an offer, it's heavily weighted with a negative return on investment. Like the offer is like, here's how much the website costs. Here's what we're going to do for hosting. Here's how much maintenance is. Here's what my hourly rate is. And like cost. It's like heavily weighted on the negative return aspect of the investment. And so, you know, there's heavy upfront, you know, cost associated with building all this stuff out. And it's all cost with no clear reward. That's a big problem. So if it's all cost, there's no reason for someone to say yes, unless they fabricate the reason to say yes on their own. You're not providing a reason to say yes. That's a big problem. And another one is the prospect doesn't get any information to decide if this is a good fit or not. So like they could be asking questions like, is this person actually able to help me? Like, what's actually going on here? Like, what are we even talking about? Like, can't you give me more than I build websites is basically the idea. And you know, I'm not learning anything I didn't already know anyway about these tools. It's like, you know, maybe I don't know what the tools are, but I'm familiar with the term Facebook ads, or I'm familiar with the term, you know, email marketing. I'm familiar with whatever. So there's really no added information on the entire website. And so there's no good reason to say yes. And since there's no reason to say yes, pretty much the only thing people will do is say goodbye. You know, they'll bounce and they'll leave, unless they were already going to call you anyway. So most of the time, the reason why people aren't, like, I've talked to a couple of people recently who are getting like thousands of visits on their website over and over and over, but nobody's calling. And they're wondering, well, why is that? And, you know, it comes down probably to one of these three things, if not all of them. And a big one is there's just no reason to call. There's nothing being presented to say yes to. And so that's a big problem. So quick recap, summary of the whole thing. The three big problems are talking to everyone about nothing, describing tools rather than describing solutions. And there's really no reason to say yes because there's no offer. Everything's just heavily weighted on the negative side of things. And nobody knows if it's even for them. Like, you know, what am I getting out of it? What is all this about? There's no reason to say yes. So if you change those three things on your website, it's almost guaranteed that you will dramatically increase the number of leads you get, dramatically increase the quality of the leads you get, because you're changing their mindset. You're not just saying, hey, let me sell you a cheap website that you can get for $500 on Upwork or cheaper. You're saying something better than that. You're providing some sort of a business outcome that you can deliver. And so and you're connecting the dots between, is this really for me? Is this what I want? You know, it's changing the framework. You're positioning yourself as someone who can solve a problem, and you're an expert at doing that, which is dramatically different than doing it this way. So if you're thinking to yourself, well, how do you do that? Like, what do you actually write? Like, what are some examples? Like, how can we pull this together? Well, let's get on the phone and talk about it in the context of the type of business that you're running, the types of clients that you're trying to attract, the price points that you're going after, the type of work that you want to be doing, those types of things. Let's get on the phone and talk about it one-on-one. So head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time that works for you. You'll see my personal calendar pop up right there. And I've got a bunch of times available. Pick one that's going to be good. And then right after that, you'll see a form. So fill that out, and it's going to give me a link to your site so we can check out and see if you've done any of these three things. And but also really to give me a sense for the kind of skills that you have, the kind of tools that you use, you know, the kind of clients you're looking for, so I can be prepared when we get on the phone. And then we'll start talking about exactly these things. Like, how can you do better with basically a couple of different things? Like, how can we make sure that you feel really confident and comfortable, not only with like your technical skill set, but with your ability to drive business results with the tools that you implement? And then we'll talk about, how do you attract the right clients at the right price? Like, how do you get your marketing really dialed in? And we'll say, well, do you have that business structure in place? Like, are you doing like these one and done websites? Are you suffering from that like spiky feast or famine problem where like all your money comes in at once and then you have nothing until you find another lead and it's very, very sporadic? Are the price points just not right? Like, are you charging, trying to charge higher rates, but people are saying no? Like, why is that? So we can really dive into all of that stuff to generate better leads for you, higher quality leads, longer term projects, things like that. And do it in the context of exactly, you know, like your geographic location, like where you live, the types of clients you want to be working with, the types of projects you want to be working on. So head over to doublestack.net/call and let's get on the phone and talk about that stuff to make sure you're dialing all this stuff in right there for you. Hey, look, Sylvia joined. Hey, high five to you, Sylvia. Boop. So if that sounds pretty good to you, let's check that out. And also, if you're checking this stuff out live and you want to grab it on the go, then head over to like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. It's all sitting right there, so you can check out these sessions on the road. Also, if you're checking this stuff out on the podcast, you want to contribute in live and, you know, ask some questions and give high fives, boop, to everybody, and just join in and be part of the part of these live sessions on Tuesday, then head over to Facebook and join the Facebook group Building High Value WordPress Sites. And that's where we do these sessions every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. So if that sounds good to you, sounds good to me too. But the main thing is, like, if you feel like you're having a hard time generating leads, finding the right clients, finding clients that are in a point where they can actually invest in their business at the level that you really need for your business, then these three things that we've talked about with regard to the marketing that you're doing on your website, it's going to be a great first step. And then if you want to take it even further, let's get on the phone and talk about it. So over at doublestack.net/call, that's where you can book a time, get on my calendar, and we'll dive into this stuff together. And you're going to come away with some awesome stuff. Even if all you want to do is just talk on the phone for just a few minutes, we'll talk about like your price point, how to find the right clients, how to, you know, do better with the website that you have. Like, how do you get your price point up higher than the folks on Upwork without pricing yourself out of the market? And we can talk about all that kind of stuff. And there we go. So if that sounds good to you, head over to doublestack.net/call. And we'll get on the phone and it'll be awesome. So there we go, guys. That's what we got for this week. And next week, I've got a bunch of other ideas brewing, but it's going to be awesome then too. So in the meantime, if you have any questions, definitely post them here on this. I'll be keeping an eye on the comments here. And the best thing to do, schedule a call and let's actually talk one-on-one. So instead of talking to like over 1,000 people at the same time, we can actually just talk one-on-one specifically about your business. So, all right, guys, that's what we got. And it was great seeing you guys. And I will see you guys next Tuesday for another one of our sessions. Take care and have an awesome week.